I spoke a while ago about God doing, God always has something better, especially after a devastating loss. And I just want to share with you today, my subject is the source. After a devastating loss, after a loss that really set you back, after a loss that really was like a blow that hit you below the belt, you just doubled over. After a loss like that, We kind of are searching around. It makes you lose your reference points, and you're dazed for a minute. If you get hit hard enough, you just want to go somewhere and sit down. And sometimes after a loss, we really are trying to find a reference point. And I found the Lord has begun to speak to me about that. After a devastating loss, we need to begin to focus, to take our focus off of certain things and then on to certain things. When I say off of certain things, we take them off of, I'm gonna set up things today as in two categories. One of them is source and one of them is resource. We need to take our minds and our focus off of the resource and put it back on the source. Now, I read that scripture today because it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And King James says that all things were made by Him. God is our source. He is the source of all things. Those of you who have found this Savior, I know He wasn't lost, you were lost, but those of you who have located Him and are now saved have discovered a life where you are connected to the source. My. When things happen to us, they usually happen in the area of the resource. But they can be so important to us that it seems like it's the source. But we need to separate out the difference between the source and the resource, especially if you've experienced a loss. Now, first of all, a marriage. You can be so happy in your marriage that when it begins to fall apart, when the person that you love walks away, I mean, you're devastated. But I want you to see the difference in source and resource in your marriage. This person may have been wonderful. This person may have, they just rung your chimes and just, you just were so in love with them and they walked off. But I want to tell you right now, they're just a resource. I know how important they were to you, but they're a resource. God is the source. And He has something better, as I said last week. They're just a resource. Also, there may be somebody who you loved. You just enjoyed their presence. You just enjoyed them being around you. And all of a sudden, now the relationship is gone and it's over. Well, I want to say to you again, that's the difference. You got to know the difference between source and resource. Now, if this person was the source of your happiness, then you're devastated and you're going to continue to be devastated and you'll never recover from that blow. But if you know and if you understand that they're just a resource and not the source, they're just the resource through which God sent certain things, through which you experienced certain things. Some of you have lost parents, mothers and fathers. Oh my God, what a devastating loss to lose your mother or to lose your father. But I want to say to you, that God is known as the God of the fatherless. He's a father to the fatherless. He can step in. I want, once again, you to look at this one more time. Source, resource. People that are in our lives, oftentimes, they can bless us greatly. But really, when it comes down to it, they're not the source of blessings. They are the resource through which God sent the blessings. Some of you have had wonderful jobs. Oh my God, you made the six figures or you made some money that you, it made you feel mighty good. And as long as that money was coming in, you could buy certain things and you had certain position and you really were rolling. And then you lost that job. And now you're flailing around and sad and depressed. But I want to, once again, separate source from resource. That job was a resource and not the source. It seemed like it's the source because the paychecks are coming from there. But those of us who are people of faith, you cannot walk by sight. You cannot walk by what you see or who you see. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Sometimes there are people who are close friends to us. You know, you're just able to really have a good time with them, have fellowship with them. For some reason, they're not speaking to you now. For some reason, you know, something you did or something that you didn't do, you don't know what you did. You just know that now you're not speaking to them. But I want you to understand again, we're separating out source from resource. They are not the source of your happiness. Maybe the fact that you lost them helped this to show this point. That really you kind of rested on them. You really relied on them. And maybe you took, you know, the weight that you should have had on God and you put it on them. You started relying on them more than you should have. I know it's painful because you love to be around them. But now you got to understand there's a further teaching now. And the teaching is that there is a source and there's a resource. Now, you may have bought, and I'm just using a few examples. You maybe have been living in a wonderful home, and now you don't have that home anymore. You lost that home. You were happy with that home. But I'm here to tell you that there's a source and there's a resource. That home was just a source. Even, I don't care how wonderful it was. It's just a resource. I'm sorry. It's a resource. It's not the source. The God that we serve is the God of creation. Everything came from him. As I read in the scripture here, all things, everything you can see, every person you can see was made by him. All seen things were made by our God. He is the source. We have to go back to creation and we see everything was dark and the earth was void and all of this. And God spoke and created everything. If he is your savior today, you have connected to the source. It is an awesome privilege for us to understand our source and be able to separate that out. Now, we're coming to a time where we're going to have to separate out source from resource. Because if you depend, if you rely on something that is a resource, it can be shaken. Your money can be moved. People can leave you. Relationships can sour. But if you keep your focus on the source, I guarantee you that you're going to come out of that pain. I guarantee you that there is joy that's going to be coming to you because of this lesson that we have to learn. I think God sends people to us to be a blessing to us. But when we actually rely on them, and we have our confidence in them, sometimes it can move around. And what that does is it makes you go back to something that is solid and sound. I remember the scripture that said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. I think that's Psalm 62:1. I mentioned that scripture before. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. In these times, you've got to rely on something that can't be shaken. Isn't it good, even though it was painful, isn't it good for the Lord to have you focus back in on the things that are really real? Now, the God of creation has been such a powerful God that we know that when Adam and Eve, when they disobeyed God, they unplugged from the source. And when they did, all of these other things came into play. They entered into life by the sweat of their brow. That's how they would get along. They only had their mind, their will, and their emotions, which is the soulish part of them, and their physical bodies. The spirit part, which connects to the source, was dead in comatose. But we have learned throughout our experiences that this source is still there. Even though we entered into the curse, even though the world that we have been experiencing and are living in and are educated in is a world that's been under the curse, people begin to gradually find the source again. Even though we had to feel our way like we were walking through darkness to actually find the source. There are people, you know, they gave God 7 redemptive names. And those of you who have been studying scriptures, you've heard these names before, Jehovah this, Jehovah that. And I just want to go through a few of these today just to kind of refresh your memory on this and for us to start reconnecting to this source. They called him Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh. I love that phrase, Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord our provider. We begin to reconnect with him as we take our focus off of resources and putting them back on the source. We begin to once again experience the glorious characteristics of our God. He is Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides. Yes, if he takes care of the sparrow, the scripture says, why are you worried? If he takes care of the field and decorates it with flowers, why are you worried? He is going to take care of you. They call him Jehovah Jireh. They call him Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. How many times has it seemed like you were going down for the last time and somewhere underneath you, the platform of God began to form and to hold you up? I heard people say he's a keeper. Looked like you should have fallen apart, but the presence of the one called Jehovah Shammah was right there and a very present help. You had to learn some things through that struggle. You had to learn some things through that fall, but his platform was underneath you. He's called Jehovah Shammah. He's called Jehovah Nissi, N-I-S-S-I. God who is our captain, our victor, our banner. Wow. He leads the forces. He is God who's the God of our victory, Jehovah Nissi. Also Jehovah Tsidkenu, T-S-I-D-K-E-N-U, the Lord, our righteousness. He gives us right standing with him by his gift. He gives us the gift of right standing. This is the source equipping you with everything you need. Jehovah Roah, I think I'm pronouncing that right. Jehovah Reah, the Lord our shepherd. Wow. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. You know, I use that scripture often now when financial problems come, because if there's a scripture that says you shall not commit adultery and you shall not fawn, you shall not lie and you shall not steal, then I'm going to use this scripture saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. How about that? I shall not lack. If I shall not do those sinful things, then I also shall not lack. And also there's a script, there's a characteristic of God called Jehovah Rapha, R-O-P-H-E, Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. So I think I've gone through all of them. Oh no, I missed one. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord who is our peace. Now, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. And I understand the definition of peace is that there's nothing missing and nothing broken. I'm describing to you the source. Now, the resource may shake and move. The resource may appear and disappear, but not the source. The source is called Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides. The source is called Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present. The source is called Jehovah Shalom, our peace. The Lord, the Lord is called Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness that puts us in right standing. The source is called Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, our victor, our captain. The source is called Jehovah Reah, the Lord our shepherd. Hallelujah. He leads us by the still waters. He restores our soul. Aren't you glad that there's a Jehovah Rapha who is the Lord our healer? This source is all of these things and more. I know you may have other characteristics that you can ascribe to this source, but I'm here to tell you, when you've gone through a loss, just to know that nothing has affected the source. Hallelujah. It is a wonderful thing and a wonderful privilege for us to know, okay, let the other things shake and move. The scriptures say, though the mountains be removed and cast into the sea. Those are just resources. I got the source. Hallelujah. I got the source. This is exciting to me because we have to make this distinction between source and resource. The many things that are happening, coming in and out, shaking and moving, Those oftentimes are just resources. You know, the scripture tells us, I think it's in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, around the 18th verse, somewhere around there, it says, we looked not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. Because things which are seen are temporary. Boy, doesn't that say it? Things which are seen, if you can see certain things, if you can see people, they're just temporary. I don't care how important they are to you, they're just temporary. Things which are seen are temporal or temporary. Things which are unseen are eternal. That's why we're not disturbed when we have certain trials and tribulations, even the struggles that we go through, because our source is eternal. Isn't that wonderful? Knowing the difference between source and resource will be a blessing to your life throughout your days. Because when things happen to people around you, you can come in like somebody walking in with wisdom and say, that's just a resource. Let's go connect to the source. And the source, if there's something that's missing, he will make it come to pass. We can go to him because he is our source. This is wonderful. We want to make sure that we have a difference between source and resource. I'm not going to be disturbed if my source is still intact. Now, that means it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how handsome the person is or how beautiful they are as female or however you describe them. If they disturb your source, they got to go. They got to go. You know, Abraham knew the difference. Abraham, the father of faith, knew the difference between source and resource, even though he had been waiting for a son, Isaac, 25 years. The Lord said, I want you to go and I want you to offer him up. Abraham, in faith, knew the difference between source and resource. He said, look, the lad and I, we're going to go up here and we're going to offer the sacrifice and we're coming back. He made mention of that. Why? Because he knew the difference between source and resource. Isaac was a blessing, but he was just a resource when it comes to God. Now, something happens to us when we really begin to focus on the source. Do you know that you can fall in love with God? I don't consider that a fall. I consider that a nice stand to take. You can fall in love. You can be so in love with God, because now you connected to your source. You know there is nothing impossible, nothing he's going to withhold from you. I don't care how people treat you. You know your source loves you. And if you know the source loves you, he cannot be moved. I found a scripture here. You know, God has given us many experiences in this life, and romantic, sexual, intimate love is a wonderful thing. To be in love with somebody is just a marvelous thing. It's a wonderful experience to have. And here's something in the scripture, but I think that I want to read, but I think sometimes God gives us certain human experiences to bring us, to give us some idea of what it's going to be like the more we walk with him and walk with the source. I want you to go with me to Song of Solomon. We don't hardly ever go to this part of the Bible, but look at what it says. It's talking about the place of intimacy. And I believe this is a reference for our relationship that's going to grow with God the more we begin to focus on the source. It says, all night long upon my bed, I looked for the one my heart loves. I looked for him, but did not find him. Second verse, I will get up now and go about the city, through its streets and squares. I will search for the one my heart loves. So I looked for him, but did not find him. Third verse, and I'm in the NIV. The watchmen found me as they made their rounds in the city. Have you seen the one my heart loves? This is what this person asked. Fourth verse, scarcely had I passed them when I found the one my heart loves. I held him and would not let him go till I had brought him to my mother's house, to the room of the one who conceived me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the does of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Now, this is speaking of intimacy between this person and the one they love. But here in the scriptures, it begins to describe to us the person that we love. The more you take your mind off of resources, whether they're people or whatever, and put your mind on God, wow. You know, you can just fall in love with him because he's the kind of person that makes dreams come true. Not just, you know, heart-pounding physical dreams that we have had, you know, in love affairs and those kinds of things, but he can actually make dreams come true. Wow. How much can you love a person that can make your dreams come true? Just talk to Joseph. Joseph will tell you he makes dreams come true. The scripture says in the book of Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and 20th verse, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. This source makes dreams come true. You can dream it, and the source, God Almighty, can make the dream come to pass. Oh, is it any wonder that we worship him and praise him and lay out before him and shout and dance? This is the one that makes dreams come true. You can see why the person in this scripture said, upon my bed at night in the intimate place, I sought him whom my soul loves. And this is a description of the person of the worshiper of the Lord, the one who has a relationship with God Almighty. You got to seek the one whom your soul loves. And when they didn't find me, I'm going seeking. I got to get out of bed. I can't stay here by myself. I got to go looking for the one my soul loves and bring them into the intimate place. And I'm speaking to you that are worshipers. You got to bring your God into the intimate place. He's just given you physical intimacy just as a reference point because he's going to take you higher. I know you feel like, you know, being a lover and being in love is all that, but I'm on here to tell you God wants to take you higher and show you things you ain't never seen before. When we focus on the source, unlimited power, unlimited resources are ours. Stop crying over the loss. I know they were important to you. I know they were critical to your life, but you lost your focus. You lost your focus. Abraham was waiting on that son 25 years, but the Lord said, go offer him up. Why? Because don't lose your focus and don't lose your faith. Put your trust in the source. And if the Lord say for you to leave it, walk away from it, you got to walk off from it because you got to have your source intact. That's important. When you've got your source intact, you can be, I've got another scripture here in Isaiah, the 54th chapter. You can turn to it. I'm going to read it from the NIV. But people who have not conceived, people who have not really seen the handiwork of the Lord will tell them to sing. The source will say, sing, sing, those of you that are barren. Begin to enlarge your tent because I'm getting ready to bless you. I'm going to read this for you, just a few verses of this because this is exciting to me. This is Isaiah, the 54th chapter. It says, sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Burst into song, shout for joy, you who never were in labor. Because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. Listen to this verse, 5th verse. For your maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. Wow. Now, maybe you've experienced hurt, heartache, and loss, But maybe that's because you lost your focus. Now, I don't care how happy you are with somebody, you need to leave a little distance. I don't care how overjoyed and how much fun they are, you need to leave a little bit of distance. You need to leave enough distance so you can separate between resource and source. And when you love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your might and all your mind, He will bless you. He said, I'll make all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Are you called according to His purpose? This excites me to know the difference between source and resource. That makes the total difference in your life forever. As long as you live, I don't care who comes in or goes. I don't care how important they are to you. Keep the separation between source and resource and see how God will begin to manifest Himself in your life. You can now love people. I've got about a minute left here in my time. Now you can begin to love people unapologetically. You can love them because your source is intact. As long as your source is intact, you're not going to lose anything. As long as your source is intact, the names of Jehovah, Provider, Peace, Righteousness, Captain, Shepherd, and Healer, all that is in your life right now in that one person, God Almighty. Wow. I'm so happy. I'm so excited that God has given me this revelation. Every time I go through something, I'm going to come back and share it with you. I'm going to share with you the revelation that God gives me, and it is my trust and my desire that it will bless you as much as it has blessed me. Now, I'm so glad that you joined us tonight for this teaching. I got about two or three more seconds before the bell case. Get ready to ring here in 1 second. Okay, that's my chime. If this teaching blessed you, wait, I got to get it done. If this teaching blessed you tonight, sow a seed. Sow a seed so we can keep on preaching this message and teaching it to everybody, so we can bring other people out of bondage. Sow a seed. Text WOONLINE, online, WOONLINE, online to 77977 and sow a seed. And you will be blessed as you help us take this gospel around the world. Till the next time we get together, blessings and favor to you and to your family. In Jesus' name.